Danny J.
And I'm Jill Coleman.
Welcome to the Best Life Podcast.
Here, we talk about everything from success, money, relationships and entrepreneurship, to productivity, honest communication, positive psychology, and how to cultivate an abundance mindset.
Make money, travel the world, deepen your relationships, live full out.
This is the Best Life.
Hey, friends and party people, it's Danny J, and I'm doing a solo episode. Today, I wanted to talk about commitment. I did a post on Instagram recently, and if you scroll through my feed, depending on when this is, you'll see there's a hand with an engagement ring. And of course, I did this intentionally to make people freak out, think I was going to get engaged, and then read the actual post. And I thought I would trick more people, at least like people who didn't know me. But funny enough, I had people who did know me send me voice notes like, congratulations. And I'm all, oh, did you read the post? So anyway, needless to say, I'm not engaged. However, I still want to talk about commitment. So, you know, the thing I said on the post was that a wedding ring is supposed to symbolize commitment between two people, right? When you get married, you exchange rings and you're exchanging vows, which are promises to each other that you're committed to a relationship. And about 2 years ago, I had even started wearing a ring on my wedding finger to symbolize commitment to myself. Before I got into any relationship, romantic relationship, I really wanted to make sure that I was committing to me and my own progress. And recently, I found that I have been letting my own commitments to myself slip. And it was time for me to really recommit. During quarantine, you know, I was on this little journey. I was doing like 40 days of, you know, 50 squats, 50 push-ups, 5,000 steps. And then after I hit the 40 days, I just kind of fell off. You know, they always say 21 days makes a habit. And I'm going to just say that's fucking bullshit because I did 40 days. And as soon as the 40 days was done, I'm like, all right, cool. Back to like being, I don't know, sitting at home. So I realized I really needed to recommit to a couple of things. I needed to recommit to my fitness and health. I needed to recommit to my daily spiritual practices. When I was living in my Airbnb during quarantine, I was doing really well at like reading A Course in Miracles and doing meditations every day and feeling really great. But the last 2 months I've been back to kind of traveling and staying in different places, and it's just thrown me all off. And I just want to share with you these personal struggles I've been having, because I'm sure other people out there are having these personal struggles. It really sucks when we feel like we're in a good routine, we're in a habit, and then suddenly it like gradually stops happening, right? We stop doing the good habits we put in place. We start, you know, ordering takeout again. We skip the gym once, we skip it again, and pretty soon we haven't gone in 4 weeks. And so I want you to use this time, how I'm using this time, to really look at my priorities, look at what I say I want to be doing, look at who I say I want to be, and then recommit to those things. And, you know, I looked up a quote. I'd seen it before, like on memes floating around the internet saying, are you interested or are you committed? And I really, really love that, because there is a big difference between being interested in something and being committed. And like, even in relationships, you know, there's a big difference between just dating someone to be dating and we're having a good time versus being in a committed relationship. Like, hey, we are going to make this work. Like, I got your back, you got my back, and we're in this together. There's a big, big difference in the feeling and the energy on interest versus committed. How about your business? You know, I've seen so many people start an online business or go in and they're just like, well, let's just see how it goes. And to be honest, when Jill and I started this podcast, we weren't committed. We were like, let's just see how it goes for a little bit and see how we like it. And it took about, I want to say around a year, maybe we were 8-9 months in, till we really sat down and we looked at each other and we're like, okay, let's commit. We're going to go all in on this. And we started publishing twice a week instead of just one time a week. And it took us some time. And so I want you to just think about these things and not beat yourself up if you're not yet committed, or if you're not sure if you want to be committed yet. But be real and be honest with yourself. If you are complaining about results you're not getting, let's say results you're not getting in the gym, results you're not getting at work or financially, relationships that aren't going where you want them to go, are you fully in? Are you fully committed? Because if you are, I truly believe if you are fully committed, the results will come. Now, we might be impatient as fuck, and they might not come when you want them to come. But when you show commitment, I think the universe shows up for you. Things start to fall into place. I don't know. Clients start to come out of nowhere. Relationships start to shift and change. And so we have to really ask ourselves, are we interested or are we committed? And when you are committed to something, you start to, you don't accept excuses anymore. You only accept results. So you stop making excuses when you actually have a commitment to something. So I have been recommitting to a couple of things that I have listed here that I even posted on Instagram, which was my fitness and health, which means I started with going back to just the minimum of getting 5,000 steps a day, which is probably a lot for some people. And for other people, it's not that much. But when I'm traveling a lot, or if I'm living in like Las Vegas, where I think I'm going to be going next, it's 115 degrees. Sure, it might be an excuse, but I'm not about to walk 6 miles in that kind of heat. It's probably not smart or wise. And there's no gyms open, so I'm going to have to do that. And I have to be mindful and safe. So 5,000 steps, it's a minimum, but I'm committing to doing that. The other part is I'm recommitting to my daily spiritual practices, which means whether I'm putting on meditations, I have like this app that I use, I think it's called Breathe. And I do like a 5 to 8 minute meditation. I'm also recommitting to my mental health by getting back into some counseling and hypnotherapy. I'm recommitting to discipline in my finances. And I've actually been pretty good at this this year. However, I know I could always be better. You know, I often say when I'm teaching in my Master Your Money program or doing Find the Money Project, how I don't like to if I'm buying anything, I'm getting rid of two things, or I need to sell what I have, or I'm saving 10% and giving 10%. And I've been really good at a lot of those, but I haven't been consistently giving my 10% the last month of income. And so I'm making sure that I'm setting that money aside to give to where I feel led to give. If I want to be the kind of person who I say I want to be, and one of my values is generosity, and I want to give and I want to help and I want to put my money where my mouth is, where I say I believe that I want to see change, then I need to be doing those things that are showing my commitment to that change in the world and to the person I want to be. And then I'm also recommitting to friendships that mean the most to me. You know, committing to a relationship is one thing, but I've realized how much my friendships truly mean to me. The people who support me through thick and thin, my friends who call me out when I need to be called out, my friends who call me to be a better version of myself. And I want to make sure that I'm committing to be that friend to them as well. And it's really fascinating. I was talking to Jill about this on one of our walks, how, you know, I think back over the years, I was thinking about both of my bridesmaids, how I used to live with one of them. She was my roommate and we were together all the time, 24/7, you know, best friends. And then I moved and then we start to drift and now she's in a different relationship. I'm in a different place. And pretty soon I don't know if I've really talked to her in the last 5 to 7 years in person or seen her. And I find it so fascinating how we can have somebody be such a huge part of our life and then not again, not at all, right? And I think that's okay. You know, I think life just happens that way and we can't maintain every single friendship and we have new friends that come in and people who come and go. And there's like that quote about people come into your life for a reason or a season. And I think that's all fine. However, there are relationships that I do really want to nurture and I don't want them to fall apart through neglect or to disappear and turn into one of those where I'm like, oh, we haven't talked in forever and now we have to catch up for 3 hours. So I don't have the time. So I'm not going to call, you know? So recommitting to friendships, because it's, again, I'm trying to commit to the person who I want to be. And the person who I want to be is generous and values relationships and, you know, lives by my principles. And so ultimately, I have to commit to those. And the first thing commitment starts with is intention. Things do not just happen. Great relationships do not just happen. A full bank account does not just happen. A thriving business, a thriving relationship, none of those things just happen. You must be intentional. You have to be intentional. So I told this on the Instagram post, but I was talking about one thing my boyfriend and I do, and it started off as a joke because we started off dating and it was kind of like, all right, no expectations. Personally, I was wanting to be in a relationship, but I didn't really know how because I was traveling. And so my goal was kind of like, all right, I'm going to move somewhere. And then once I move, I will be in a relationship. So I met my boyfriend while I was still traveling. So I didn't think that anything could happen. I didn't think we could be serious just because of those circumstances. And so it was kind of like this, all right, well, it's cool when I see you. If we have fun, we have fun. But, you know, peace. I'll be out. Like, I'm gone tomorrow. I'm leaving to another state. I probably will see you. And over time, we started to run into each other in different states. And it just kept working out where we saw each other. And we got to a point where we were like, all right, are we really doing this? Are we going to commit to each other? Are we like boyfriend and girlfriend? And we had the conversation. And we started to think about when our first date was. And it was on the 18th of the month. And so we started to celebrate like a, I'm putting air quotes, but our month anniversary. And every month it kind of started as a joke. I was like, all right, are you ready to renew the lease for the next month? Like, this is an open-ended thing. Like, you can get out whenever you want. There's nobody holding you to this relationship. And so we joke about signing the lease. And then every single month I'm like, all right, it's time to sign the lease again. Are you ready? You still want to be doing this? Do I still want to be doing this? Are we still good? Is this still working for both of us? Because if not, like, let's just break this lease right now and like move on with our own lives. And while it started as a joke, it has made it to where we are intentionally every single month having a conversation of, hey, are we still good? Do we still want to be doing this? Are we still committed to the same thing we were committed to last month? Because things do change. And maybe you need to have this conversation with your partner or, your friends or whoever that you feel like, hey, are we still working towards the same goals? Are we still trying for the same thing? Because if we're not, all good. I just want to make sure. If we're not, can we reconvene and figure out what we are newly committed to? Or do we need to end this? Do we need to go, you know what? It was fun while it lasted. I was only here for the fun. You're starting to get serious. And I'm like, I'm not there yet. So maybe we just need to end this right now. And that's a possibility. You know, it's a possibility. And while that can be scary to say like, whoa, what if they're not really interested in staying committed? I would rather know the truth. I'd rather be able to move on and let that person go so that they can find what they want and you can find what you want. And so I kind of like the renew the lease idea. And I just want to share it with you because as I shared it on Instagram, I got some DMs and I shared it in my email, on my email list. I got some messages saying that they really liked the renew the lease thing. And it was funny because I almost didn't share that because I think it's kind of, I thought it sounded ridiculous. But the truth is it really does make us ask these kind of questions. And there was it was around my birthday. So we had Valentine's Day and then like our 1 year anniversary and then my birthday. And so Jeff had a whole lot of things to really show up for. I was like, all right, no pressure, but it's Valentine's Day, anniversary, my birthday. Like you got a lot of pressure on you. And he really nailed it. Like, you know, did some amazing things for me. And I said, all right, look, I'm going to let you renew the lease for the next 3 months. So we're not worried about next month or the next 2 months. Like, we'll talk about it in 3 months. Like, you earned yourself a 3 month instead of a month to month lease. And, you know, we've still joked around about that a lot. Like, how long is this lease for? Is it 6 months? Is it the next year? Are we on month to month? And hey, some relationships are a month to month lease. You maybe really need to take a look at what those look like to you. And how about your business? Are you committing to your business? Is this a month-to-month lease on your business? Or are you committed to, hey, I'm sticking this out for the next year? Like the podcast I said at the beginning, for us, it probably was like a month-to-month lease on the podcast until we really committed to it. And then we're like, all right, we're going all in. Like, let's look at this next year. And we're committing to, you know, we're signing our lease for the next year. And I think leases can be renegotiated, right? So renegotiate your leases, look at those and decide what you want to recommit to. And I think it's something that we have to think about. We don't have to think about it, I guess. It's something that we I think should think about if we are trying to be intentional with what kind of life we want to live and what kind of person we want to become. And I feel like a lot of times when we start considering what kind of person we want to become, what kind of agreements we're making, what kind of goals we're setting, we're doing this like January, the beginning of the year, instead of taking the time and self-reflecting during the middle of the year. And right now we're in the middle of 2020. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of things that we said we wanted to do in January that either are not going to happen just due to circumstances of the whole world being a cluster, or maybe we're just not interested anymore. And so this is such a great time to, I love the summertime, to just really like refocus, reconnect, recommit, and take a look at what you want the rest of your year to look like. And I want to challenge you to recommit to yourself in 2020. And you could pick up your pen and start to write a new chapter of how this year is going to end. It might have started out as a complete shit show, as it interestingly has been, and I don't even know what else to call it. But let's pick up the pen and let's make the rest of the year amazing. You know, we've had a little taste of what COVID looks like, or what quarantine looks like, and potentially things could be extended. Potentially, you know, life isn't going back as normal. So instead of waiting for that to go back like normal, how can we just start to figure out what this normal looks like now? And how can we recommit to now instead of waiting? Because being in that waiting period sucks. So what can you recommit to, or what can you commit to today, this week, this month, and for the rest of 2020? So anyway, that's all I got for today on commitment. Would love to hear your thoughts on it. You can find the post in my Instagram if you want to. It's the one with the ring. Feel free to comment or share this on IG. Tag us at the Best Life Podcast, or even go into the private Facebook group if you go to thebestlifepodcast.com. Would love to hear you there. And last but not least, we created a playlist that has all of our episodes broken down by categories. So if you're interested in all the relationship stuff, we got a relationship playlist for you. If you're interested in all the food body obsession, we got that playlist for you. If you're interested in all the infidelity, adultery, affair stuff, we got that in a playlist for you. If you're interested in entrepreneurship, business branding, we got a playlist for you. So check it out in our link in bio in Instagram. You can get those playlists on Spotify, and you could also get a downloaded list to just check off if you're using iTunes or anything else. So love it. Love you guys, and I'll see you next time.
This Mother's Day, show your love with the gift of warmth and comfort from Minky Couture. Wrap her in luxury with our ultra-soft, handcrafted blankets designed to bring joy and relaxation. From elegant floral patterns to vibrant colors, there's a Minky Couture blanket for every mom. Celebrate the extraordinary woman in your life with a gift she'll cherish forever. Shop now at MinkyCouture.com, because every mom deserves to feel cherished.